This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Theatre, film, TV and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive.
Hello, Susie Rong.
Hello, Warren. There comes a time in any friendship that people start talking about spiritual beliefs, right?
I agree. We haven't had that conversation yet, or have we? No, we have. Let's have it.
I don't think we really have, but I feel like you strike me as someone who's fairly spiritual.
It's interesting, isn't it? I am. I suppose I am spiritual, but I'm not religious.
I certainly know that you're not religious. We've discussed that topic a lot.
Let me make that quite clear. Spiritual, yes, I guess I am in some way. I used to be really into it. You know, I would do the whole carrying crystals around and put them out on a full moon and do all that sort of stuff. And I guess it gave me a bit of calm and tranquility. I feel like I could fall asleep now after saying that. No, you know what I mean? Like it just, I don't know. I suppose whatever it is, it was a bit meditative and it just gave me a bit of peace. But I don't really do a lot now just because I suppose life is so busy. But yeah, definitely spiritual. But of course, you know, I am very scientific as well. So I combine them both and I don't think that they are mutually exclusive. What are you, Susie?
I think I'm fairly spiritual. I'm big into karma. My understanding of karma is that a lot of it is mysterious in a way that you don't know where it's coming from, like in terms of retribution or reward. You know, I believe in those things. I believe in retribution and reward, but I believe that you can't pinpoint where it's going to come from. As in, like, it's good to say, give money to someone who's in need, but you can't expect your reward to come from that person that you gave that money to. Do you know what I mean? You kind of have to believe that, oh, something's going to come from somewhere, that because you've been a good person today.
That's exactly right. And look, the other thing I love about karma is, when someone does do something wrong to you, or if you observe something wrong, sometimes you don't need to necessarily challenge it or get worked up about it, because it gives you a bit of peace and acceptance that, you know what, that person will get what's coming to them. What goes around comes around. So that's why I like it. I just, I can just let things go and think, oh, well, it doesn't matter. You know, it'll come back.
Yeah. And all this relates closely, I think, to this week's homework, right?
I know. And this week's homework, of course, was True Detectives Season 4. It's got Jodie Foster in it. I like Jodie Foster, Susie, but first of all, tell us what it's about.
The story takes place in a fictional Alaskan town where Jodie Foster plays police investigator Chief Liz Danvers. This is True Detective Night Country, a six-part crime and mystery drama available to stream on Binge, with new episodes dropping every Tuesday. The series begins with the disappearance of all eight men at a science research center. A severed tongue is left behind at the scene. We soon discover that it belonged to an indigenous woman who had been murdered incredibly brutally 6 years ago. The killer was never found. As we go deeper into the curious goings-on, it becomes clear that supernatural elements play a big part in this season's True Detective. There are people who see the dead, there is mention of witchcraft, and a weird symbol is an important clue, just one of the many things that Chief Danvers is trying to figure out. Episode 1 sets the scene, we meet characters and try to make sense of relationships in this small American town, but it is in episode 2 that I found myself really drawn in. We are introduced to a lot of mythology and things begin to get really creepy. I suspect that the story is going to develop into one that involves concepts around ecology and colonization. There are many intriguing references to Indigenous culture that I can't wait to see more of. Jodie Foster and her co-star Callie Race, who plays Trooper Navarro, are both handsome women, but are so far only presenting as hetero, even though their chemistry is quite a thing to witness. I wonder if something queer is going to happen over the next few weeks. No surprise that double Oscar winner Miss Foster does a great job as star of the show, but writer-director Issa Lopez does fantastically in something that reminds me of both Twin Peaks and The X-Files, and I really hope True Detective Night Country gets even better next week. Warren, surely it's some kind of ghost that's wreaking havoc in town, isn't it?
I think so. Susie, I just have to say, I hate detective shows. I get bored with them. I'm not interested. But I like it when the supernatural component comes in, and I'm loving the way that it's come in. I have to admit, I only watched the first episode on the weekend, and I found it a little bit like there's a lot going on. There's a lot of little stories going on. I was attracted to the disappearance of the scientists from the Alaskan research station, and then of course, you know, that they discover them somewhere. I'm attracted to what's going on. What is the supernatural thing happening? But I found there are a lot of other relationship things going on as well that were a little bit distracting in the first episode, but I'm going to keep watching it because I think that they will settle down, like you said, once we get the next episodes.
Yeah, definitely get into episode two. That's a lot more entertaining. I think episode one was a bit of work. I did find myself fighting very hard to try to concentrate because there's so much going on, so many people, and there are, you know, like two different cases that you're meant to focus on. So for some reason, they put a lot in episode one, and by the end of it, I felt like, oh, this feels like work. But episode two was just really entertaining, a lot of that supernatural stuff, a lot of mysterious things that are just fun and a little bit creepy and just really, really intriguing. There's this line around misogyny that becomes clearer, and that ties nicely with a story about Mother Earth. So I feel like at the end of episode two, I feel like it is the story about misogyny hitting back and Mother Earth responding as well. There's this parallel that's happening, and that makes me excited.
Yeah, I will continue to watch episode two. I did get a bit confused. I was wondering whether Jodie Foster's character was going to have a bit of a relationship with the other girl, but maybe that will develop down the track. But there is and I can't think of her name, but there's an actor that was in True Blood in it. She was the witch in True Blood, and she's the one who, you know, walks out onto the snow, and I think that other guy shows her where all the bodies are. I love her. She's great.
She's great. She does so much with so few words.
Oh, she's so good. And I was so pleased to see that she's in it. And I thought if we've got Jodie Foster in it and she's in it, then you know what? It is something to keep watching. I'm going to keep watching it. Something, Susie, that I do like about it is I love Jodie Foster's character. You know, a woman who is heading the whole investigation. You notice some, and I think you mentioned misogyny, you notice some of the reactions to it, and I wonder how different it would be if there was a guy in her role rather than a woman. But I love the fact that she's a woman of that age, and I think, you know, you and I are a bit like this, I know you certainly are, where you just say what you're feeling. You don't hold back. You know, you get to that point where you're no longer, I'm sick of people pleasing and telling everyone, I'm just going to say it how it is. And
that's a really good point, because we're watching a woman, you know, in her late 50s, I guess, who's kind of been through the mill, had all the ups and downs, and now she's just kind of doesn't care. And one of the interesting things is the way they portray racism in the show is a little bit subtle, but Jodie Foster is an older woman who kind of isn't very sensitive about racial issues, and she's living with quite a lot of Indigenous people. And it was good for me to see that, oh, they didn't make her like a perfect kind of iconic role model that Jodie Foster is the way we think about Jodie Foster, because she does say some racist things. And it's good to see that and then think that, oh, she must be gonna they must be setting up for her to learn something later, because the stuff around the Native American culture becomes more and more prominent, and she steps into it. And I just love that. I just love that juxtaposition of someone who's very ignorant about nature, about indigenous cultures, kind of stepping into the world and kind of discovering the magic within.
But also, I mean, I could work with that character. I just like to know where I stand with people. I hate it when people aren't direct and they're wishy-washy about their feelings or what's going on. I love her character. I think she'd be great. You know, she'd call you out. And if she doesn't know things and she's a little bit racist, at least she's just being herself and she can learn from it. You know, you can give her the feedback and she'd take it on board.
I agree. I think it's a very clever way to do racial politics and racial relations in a TV show, the way that, and maybe it's also her performance. She performs it quite, I guess, naturally and almost like innocently. Like she clearly doesn't think that what she's saying is anything wrong in what she's saying. Ooh. And then hopefully it leads us somewhere interesting with her relationship with indigenous culture. And I just love these stories. And you know, it's not the first time we encounter a story like that where Mother Earth is striking back, because this is a story about mining companies and about scientists digging into the earth to kind of extract things. And you know, for whatever reason, good or bad, there's a clear disrespect to nature. And I love the stories that we tell that has to do with Mother Earth trying to retaliate. You know, that entertains me. And I guess for me, it's cathartic, because I think we all know, especially in this day and age, we all know that we've done so much that's wrong to our planet on an ecological level. And we kind of don't really know what to do and how to do things anymore, because I feel like we're so deep into it. So stories like that are to me are really, I guess, satisfying and enriching.
And Mother Earth is striking back, which is, you know, and good on her, because look at all the wild weather we're having, all the extreme events that are happening at the moment because of climate change. She is striking back. And I think it's a good wake up call that we do need to look after her as well. There is no planet B.
If you're a billionaire, apparently billionaires believe that there is a planet B in Mars or something. Hopefully by the end of this series that we get some cathartic moments or inspiring moments. You know, I think we can deal with more inspiring moments in trying to behave as better humans, better inhabitants, better people for this planet. I think that's really important. And on an entertainment level, I think we do feel, you know, we do feel moved and excited when people bring up these matters in a clever way, not just preachy, but, you know, also entertaining.
Susie, I'll tell you a story. An ex of mine, and he was quite spiritual. You know how we were talking about being spiritual before? And I was always quite stressed by environmental issues and what was happening to the planet. And we had a farm together at the time. And, you know, you could see the effects of climate change happening, and it was quite sad, and I'd get very, very stressed. And he would say to me, "Warren, don't worry," he goes, "I'll let you in on a secret." And I said, "What's that? What's the secret?" And he said, "The aliens are already here," he said, "and they won't let the planet go. Don't worry, they'll let the humans put it on the brink, but they won't let you destroy it." And I went, "Oh, okay, great." So you know what, whenever I get stressed, I think, "Oh, I'll just leave it to the aliens."
And how long after that before you broke up?
The next day.
Oh, good for you.
I said to him, "The aliens told me I have to go." It's a true story.
You know, hey, that's an interesting thing. I think we play these delusions in our head because this situation is so hard to deal with. Mm. Like, we can only deal with so much reality and truth. And then there comes a time when our head does these things. We do these delusions. I call them like delusions in your head that makes you think. Because otherwise you can't survive, right? Because you can't be in a state of trauma the whole time. So we do tell ourselves these stories, but it's better that we watch it on TV than to have it just play out in our heads and be really harmful.
I agree. Susie, I've just got a message from the alien saying we need to wind it up. What's our homework for next week?
I love X-Files, by the way. Okay. So for next week, on Paramount Plus is Big Boys, a British comedy drama about two guys starting university and becoming best mates, despite being at very different places on the spectrum of masculinity. That is to say, one's gay and one's straight. So that's Big Boys on Paramount Plus for when I see you next Tuesday.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thanks, Susie. That is Susie Wrong. And of course, we were talking about season four of True Detectives with Jodie Foster, which you can catch on Binge.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.